in agricultural news, minutes of the Fed's December 11th, 12th policy meeting released yesterday show that officials are divided about when to halt bond buying programs, with a few wanting to continue the programs until year end, several others wanting to end the programs well before then, and some wanting to halt them right away. If the Fed buys bonds at the current pace through the end of the year, it will be expanding its $2.9 trillion portfolio by another $1.02 trillion. The Fed made clear in the minutes released yesterday that officials remain preoccupied with the uncertainties about the benefits of the programs and their potential costs. Farmers received some significant tax victories in the legislation designed to avert the fiscal cliff. As we delve deeper into the bill, we see chief among them are provisions renewing generous write-offs for equipment purchases and permanent exemptions that spare moderate-sized farm estates from federal tax. One major surprise was renewal of Section 179 and bonus depreciation rules that have allowed high-income farm operations to shelter sizable incomes. The bill extends 50% bonus depreciation through the end of 2013. It also hikes Section 179 deductions to the old 2010-11 level of $500,000 for 2012 and 2013. Without the change, Section 179 would have been $139,000 for 2012 and reverted back to $25,000 for 2013. Another key rule lifts the ceiling on equipment eligible for Section 179. Now, for equipment purchased between January 1st of 2012 and December 31st of 2013, purchases up to $2 million each year will be eligible. Until the change was made, assets of $560,000 and up triggered a phase out of Section 179. So, for example, producers who purchased two combines may have found themselves ineligible. And that's a look at today's agricultural news.